Yes, I believe so.
How?
Pan of your hand.
Uh-huh. And this is one.
Fist.
Two.
Fist.
And the place where the bones come together is called?
Joints. Joints.
Okay. And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
shoulders.
And this is my
leg.
Uh-huh. And this is one
foot.
And I have two
feet.
And this is the sensitive bone.
Chin bone.
Okay. And say if I get down in this position, you say I
squatting.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Sitting.
Do you ever hear the expression down on your...
Down on your knees?
Or down on your hunkers or haunches? Or
yes. Hunkers?
Uh-huh. What's the hunkers?
Well, it's just similar to squatting.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call this back part of your thigh the your hunkers?
You might.
Okay. Say if someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
pale or frail or thin.
Okay. And someone who's in real good shape, you'd say that he's big and
strong, stout.
Does strong and stout mean the same thing?
Yes.
Do you think of stout as being someone who's a little overweight, or would you call?
Yes.
You think of it as overweight?
Yes.
Would you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Yes, I believe so. If you would be eating it, it would. You'd think it was strong. You said, this is stout butter.
Mm-hmm. Meaning just before it's turning. Someone who's really easy to get along with, you know, always smiles, never loses his temper. You'd say that he's...
easy going.
Okay. Anything else?
Very cooperative.
Mm-hmm. And someone like a teenage boy that just seems to be all arms and legs.
Skinny.
Okay. Or what if he's just always dropping things and stumbling and, you know, at that age where he seems to be growing too fast.
Stumbling.
Uh-huh.
Staggery.
What about if he's always dropping things and breaking them and falling down? You ever say
careless, like, sir. Careless.
You ever say something like awkward or clumsy?
Awkward, clumsy, sure.
Uh-huh. And a person who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
he's goofy.
Uh-huh. Would you ever call him a fool?
Well, some you could, I think.
Call him...
fool,
mm-hmm.
Even though the Bible tells you to beware calling your brother a fool.
Mm-hmm. And someone who has a lot of money but really hangs on to their money, won't spend a cent. You'd say
call him stingy.
Okay, or he's a
tightwad.
Okay. And when you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Well, he doesn't want the world in his hands. He just wants to be happy and be free and